Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. On this show, we aim to make you a more intelligent real estate investor. And one of the ways that we do that is we take your calls. You can leave us voicemail questions, and then we answer your questions here on the show. Now, I've been a longtime real estate investor. I've seen all manner of market conditions, ups and downs and bubbles and micro bubbles and bursts and everything else. So we're going through a really interesting time right now where there is an incredible demand for real estate, yet we're also seeing inflation. So we're seeing incredible demand for real estate and inflationary numbers. So what changes? Well, right now, people still need great investments, right? People still need a place to take their money outside of the US dollar or outside of international fiat currency and putting into something stable, something that is going to perform and is a hedge against inflation long term. And that is real estate. I believe real estate investing is the number one way to preserve your wealth and to build wealth. So today we're going to answer a few questions from our audience. You can always leave us a voicemail question by going to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com. That's our website. And right there, you'll see a microphone icon on the right-hand side of your screen. Click that and leave us like a 30-second voicemail question. Okay, our first question today comes from Karina. Karina, take it away.
Hi, my name is Karina. What do you consider to be the longest time one should go with having a vacancy? And along with that, in your experience, what have been the best methods in filling vacancies, in posting advertising? What have been the best methods that you think have been to fill them? Thank you.
Thank you, Karina. So first, before I dive into this, I want to point out we have a great video that I would love for all of you to go check out on our YouTube channel. It is called Six Tips for Dealing with Vacancies in Your Rental Property. Six Tips for Dealing with Vacancies in Your Rental Property. So it's a really informative video. And I just want to say, you know, as I kind of go through these ideas here with you, Karina, number one, it's normal. You must take into account that you're going to have vacancies in your rental properties. Okay, this is part of the process. Absolutely, your properties are not going to be 100% rented 100% of the time, especially if you're a large property owner that has 100 unit commercial properties. There's constant tenant turnover in those large. Think about it like a Manhattan, high rise apartment building. It's never 100% occupied. It's always going to have vacancies, right? People moving in, people moving out. That's how it happens. Our goal is, of course, to limit that. So we work with great property management teams, number one. And then we want to take our time to find the right tenant in the property. So I would much rather have a property management company take a month or 2 months going through different potential tenants that are signing up and filling out applications. I want them to be picky about this, okay? And then that way we can find a tenant that's a great fit, that's a great match, that wants to be in that school district because they want their children to grow up in that school district. Great. Let's find a great match where that tenant's going to stay a long time. So rather than just trying to cram a tenant into the property, trying to massage it, you're like, well, this tenant's not the greatest, but hey, it's been vacant for 3 weeks. Let's just shove this tenant in there. Well, guess what? Then after 3 months, when that tenant was flaky, then now you got to fill it again. You got to go through the whole process again. Right. And now you might have to clean up the property, might have to shampoo the carpet, do different things like that. So don't rush on that. You need to be patient. Again, it's normal, but patience is absolutely key. Sometimes a turnover means better, higher paying tenants that will stay longer. So maybe you had a tenant in there that was kind of a problem or has been there for a few years. And so the rent is not commensurate with the neighborhood anymore. Maybe the rent was much lower because you put them in there 5 years ago. Well, rents have gone up significantly. It's an opportunity now to increase profits on that property. So, don't be too upset if you have a tenant turnover in the property. I can honestly say in all of the properties that I own, every time we've had a tenant turnover year to year or so, we've been able to increase rents upon that tenant turnover. Now, yes, we have to do some paint touch up and things like that. But then I want our tenant to stay in that property long term. So we're going to do those things. We're going to make the property look great for that next tenant to move in and then increase those rents. As far as advertising goes, that's where your property manager is going to be. One of the things you want to find out about when you're interviewing property management teams, right? We work with great property management teams at Morris Invest. And we want to ask them those questions, How do you communicate with your tenant? What screening process do you go through? How are you advertising for the properties? Do you put up yard signs? Do you advertise on Craigslist, other property software, other property rental websites? What is the type of foot traffic that you have coming into the office? How do you go through that process? So all very important questions to ask prospective property managers. And then you need to really trust that team, right? You're hiring them to do a job, then you've got to let them do their job. Now, they may say, because look, they only make money if they fill the property with a tenant, right? They're not making money off of a vacant property. So they want that property to be rented, right? So again, it's an incentive for them to get it rented. But also if they're taking their time, that means that they're also a good property management company. They're taking their time. They're being thorough. They know they don't want to just shove a tenant in that property, okay? Because that could be problems later. They want a tenant that's going to stay a long time. Very, very important. So, don't be afraid to check in with your property management company, but, let them do their job. You hired them for a reason. You vetted them. We have our whole video series here, how we look for property management teams. You can actually watch a video. We interviewed one of our own property management teams in Texas. So you can see what they do, how they go through that whole process. And you can get a real sense of what a great property management team should look like. And I think it'll really help inform you as you're going through that interviewing process of finding prospective property management teams. And then just be prepared. Another thing to do is be prepared for a vacancy, okay? Make sure you have a little bit in reserves. Make sure you are able to cover those 1 to 2 to 3 months of vacancy if you have to. And also some rental insurance companies will also provide missed rent as a rental insurance. So if you've got insurance on the property, there's different rental insurance when you have on your property. You can say maybe missed rent or there's a gap in the rent, and that'll be covered under insurance as well. So things to talk about with your insurance agent. If you want to pay maybe a little bit more on your insurance coverage per month, that'll cover you in case there's a few months of missed rent while you're placing a new tenant in the property. Another thing is I want you to think long term. Because I was just having this conversation with an investor the other day. I like to think bigger, because I said, someone was in my car and was asking hey, I think it was my little girl. And she was like, well, what if you're nervous? What if you're nervous if you're going to do this thing? And I said, well, and I was thinking about my example of being a real estate investor for the first time, which is if you're an investor for the first time and you have one property, you're probably scared, right? You're probably, oh my God, a vacancy? That's terrifying, right? What else is terrifying? Maybe a fire in the property? All of those things are terrifying. Now I want you to picture as if you have 50 of those rental properties, 50 properties. Would you be upset about a vacancy in one of your 50 properties? No, it's part of the process. So just think long-term, think bigger. Think as if you've grown up a little bit more mature in that process. So, again, there's times will vary, Karina, from a couple of weeks to finding a new tenant to a couple of months to finding the right tenant. There is no secret sauce. The secret sauce only is you have a great property management team that's going to be diligent and do their job. So there's no real, I've had properties fill up in 2 weeks. I had a property one time in Michigan take me 3 months. But then that tenant ended up staying 5 years. So again, just take your time and be patient. Okay, our next question comes to us from Chris.
Hey Clayton, this is Chris. I'm currently turning 25 and I purchased my first home at 19 years old. I have currently about 130K in equity in it. Just wanted to get your input on what steps I should take to purchasing my second home. Thank you.
Sure, Chris. So it's not, you've got 130K in equity in a property. Well, if this were me, again, I'm not a financial advisor. Remember, you cannot eat equity. So if you're sitting on equity and a bank is willing to give you cheap money, okay, cheap money in low interest rates, and I'm talking relatively cheap, interest rates are still relatively cheap compared to where they've been in the past in the early 80s, right? And over the years, we've actually seen higher interest rates even in the 90s. So we are in kind of a middle area now and almost a back to normal level for interest rates right now. I know it might not sound great because they're higher, but as long as your numbers make sense, right? You're able to get a loan. You're able to get a home equity line of credit right now. Home equity lines of credit right now are awesome. awesome. I was just speaking with a lender this week. They said they're bonkers right now. Really, really great opportunities for home equity loans. And so pulling out some of that equity is what I would do personally. That's my, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you that that's what I would do. And then I'd be able to take some of that equity and $130,000. Like I always reference the properties we do at Morris Invest because that's about two down payments on two brand new construction rental properties. You know, if you think about 40,000, 40, 45 to 50,000 as a down payment for a new construction property in a recession resistant neighborhood in one of the best rental markets in the country, that 130 is going to yield you, you know, it's going to get you about 100,000 or 110,000 loan to value ratio in a home equity line of credit. And then you'd be able to use that 100 and break it in half and buy two rental properties with that. Getting a loan, having a bank, you know, we work with over 100 different lenders. So that down payment amount, and then the rest would be covered by a loan. That's what I would be doing personally. In fact, we're pulling the trigger on another Texas property right now, doing that same strategy. So we like to add to our portfolio consistently, and that's what we're doing. So I'm right there with you doing the exact same thing. But that would be my suggestion. And boy, at 25 years old, you're well ahead of the game. But just be smart and stick to a strategy, Chris. Here's the problem that people make when they're young. They get one or two rental properties under their belt, and they're single families and they're residential, and that's their goal, right? Okay, we're doing residential, which is my goal, you know, which is what I love to do, single families and duplexes. And then suddenly they get shiny object syndrome and they think, wow, I hear that you can do 100 unit apartment complexes and mobile home parks and all of these other things. And then what happens is very often, I'm not saying you can't do it, but then people suddenly get shiny object syndrome and they jump to another genre, you know, and then they start doing, and they lose what got them where they are. And they end up kind of coming back after a few years. I've had this repeatedly happen with our investors. I'll hear stories where they got their first two rental properties, single families, and they're doing great, burning and churning. They're chugging along just great. They're rented and cash flowing. And then they start thinking, well, maybe I should buy one of those 50 unit apartment complexes that I see people talking about. And they go off and try to do that. And they waste 2 years of their time and effort. And then they come back and say, boy, that was a waste of time. So just stay focused, Chris, like on where you've already seen success. Just stick to that. Stick to it. Continue. You don't need to go off and face shiny object syndrome. So I hope that helps. That's what I would be doing if I had that equity situation in that property. All right, here's our next question from Emmanuel.
Hey, Clayton. So I'm 23 years old, and I've been wholesaling for the past year. Unfortunately, my mother passed away a couple months ago. But thanks to her hard work and dedication, she was able to pay off the property and she owned it. And so we have a lot of equity. And my sister and I, we have it under our names. And we were thinking of getting a hard money loan to rehab the property slightly, to upgrade it, force appreciate it, and cash out, refi, pay back the hard money loan, and then the rest I want to use it to invest in rental properties. My only concern is that I personally don't have good credit because when I was young, I made a lot of mistakes and I used credit cards like every young adult, you know, does, and is irresponsible. So what could I do?
Okay, Emmanuel. Well, my heart goes out to you, first of all, on the loss of your mom. And my heart goes out to you on having to deal with all this debt as well, because I've been there, brother. I was there, $75,000 in debt after college and living off credit cards when I was young, starting out in the news business. I moved to Helena, Montana, and I was making, about $510 a month. And I was stupid. And my rent was about like $475 a month. How was I going to live off of that? And then paying heating bills and then eating, it was ridiculous. So I was living off credit cards. And I went further into debt, until, you know, I moved from that reporter job. I was a reporter for CBS News. And then I moved to West Virginia and I was a news anchor for an NBC affiliate. And, you know, I was making no money, you know, you make no money. So I went into debt. I understand how this works. But I don't want you to get so hung up on credit. Okay. As a thing that you tie your own self-worth to, okay? Because at the end of the day, in real estate investing, a lot of the investors that I know that are now multimillionaires had terrible credit or they had no money, right? So they had, what they did though, they had a deal, they had a good property. And that property, then the money finds you. The people come to you. Now, you have mentioned a hard money loan. I'm a little dubious of hard money loans. I mean, look, a lot of times hard money loans can have very high interest rates with points as well. So 12% interest, plus we're going to give you 1 point and you have to pay it back within 6 months. Under which case, if we don't pay it back in 6 months, then the interest rate goes to ridiculous. So just be very careful about hard money loans. That's one bit of advice. My second piece of advice is if you've got good credit or if you've got good equity in this house right now, what are you waiting on? So could you right now, before we even see a bigger downturn in the market come 2023, again, real estate investors are going to be fine if they're investing in proper areas as a hedge against inflation. But we're going to see inflation going hotter and we're going to see people losing their jobs in a big way. The data is pointing to massive layoffs in 2023. As all these companies overhired, they had all this extra money. Now stuff is sitting on store shelves. Consumers aren't buying as much. And so therefore, these companies are going to be high. A lot of retail are going to be higher, letting people off the hook and laying people off in a big, big way come this next year. So be prepared for that. So we're in a market right now, which there's an opportunity for you to perhaps sell this house now. If that's what you want to do, look at what you could do with this equity now before you then take out a loan to make some improvements on the property, then to try to sell it in 6-7 months. Just be very cautious. A lot can happen in a few months in real estate. And I'm telling you, the data is suggesting, and this isn't me saying this, there was a story just this week, a number, I think 50% of employers in a new Pew Research study this past week said that they plan to lay off people in a big way over the next few months. So after Christmas, after that hiring spree for all the seasonal jobs goes away, look for February and March. I'm telling you, this is what the data is showing. And this is what the surveys and research is showing right now. So you're going to take out a hard money loan to then renovate a property and then hope to sell it for more and then pay back a hard money loan, but it's already all paid off. So you have this piece of property right now, this equity that you could leverage. Number one, if you wanted to sell it, you could use this leverage, this money, and buy multiple rental properties. That's one thing that you could do. The other thing that you could do is rent it out. You know, is it in a good market? Is it in a good rental market where just cleaning it up a little bit, you know, would actually yield a great rental value? Now you've got this paid off property that you can rent out. Forget about a whole makeover on the property. I'm just very cautious about throwing money at a house like this. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I would need to see more data here, Emmanuel. But my gut is either you don't want it, then just see what you can get for it now and roll that money that you get from the sale into some smarter investments that are going to yield cash flow right now. Okay. And if you want, you know, book a call with our team. Our team will talk to you for free. We're happy to jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes and just talk through this process with you. I mean, our team is fantastic. We'll look at all angles of this and we'll help you out. And don't let your credit score be a bother here, okay? We can come up with all sorts of creative ways to kind of point you in the right direction with this, okay? So Emmanuel, just book a call with our team. Just go to our website, morrisinvest.com, and then click on the book a call button. And then a little calendar will pop up and you pick the best time that suits you. And then we'll call you at that time. But just please make sure you put in the right phone number and the correct email address so we can call you at that right time. So again, that's my suggestion is, you know, I wouldn't be wanting to sink more money into this property if I didn't need to, but also, you know, book a call with our team because we can kind of help you through some of your credit issues and point you in the right direction on all of this. That's my gift to you. Totally free, by the way, totally free. And it's free for anyone who wants to book a call with our team, learn more about real estate investing and maybe how we can help you and point you in the right direction. So again, go to our website, morrisinvest.com. And if you want to leave us a voicemail question while you're there, there's a microphone icon on the right-hand side of the screen. Click that and leave us a 30-second voicemail and we will answer it here on this show. Now, I don't want you to be scared about what's going to happen in this economy, okay? Because again, as real estate investors, I've been warning you for years, right? Government currency is never a good investment. So if you've got your money in a 401k, you've got your money tied to the US dollar in some way, I've been warning you for years that it's not a smart investment. Every government currency in world history has collapsed, and so too will the US dollar. It's $30 trillion in debt. It's not tied to anything but debt. The US dollar is not tied to gold. It's tied to debt, okay? And so think about things that have lasted for thousands of years, have survived famines, have survived all manner of collapses. Real estate, okay? Real estate, real estate, real estate. Be smart. Make sure your money is working for you and protect your family. I believe real estate investing is the number one way to build wealth and to protect your wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.